This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. The business of recycling has changed. China is no longer buying. And communities in Northeast Ohio and across the country are feeling the economic squeeze. In this installment of our series, Reduce, Reuse, Refocus, I look at emerging recycling technologies and how they could someday make recycling more economically viable. You know the drill. It's recycling day. That time, sun, or snow, we roll our bins out to the curb. Soon, this mix of plastic, glass, jumbled paper, and metal cans will be processed, packaged, and sold into the commodities market. But not everything is truly recyclable, like soiled or degraded paper or certain kinds of plastics. So how long can we keep this single-stream recycling way of life going?
Cities across the country are facing what the nonprofit Ecology Center has called a slow-moving recycling crisis.
This comes after China stopped accepting the bulk of American recycling.
If we really are in a slow-moving crisis, what other recycling technologies are out there? In Montgomery, Alabama, which population-wise is almost the same size as Akron, recycling is still as easy as, well, rolling a bin out to the curb. But instead of sorting trash and recycling, residents put it all into one container. That's right, all the trash and recycling goes into the same bin.
You know, it's sort of unheard of for recycling traditionalists to put recyclables in the same bin as your food waste.
Amanda Miller is with the city of Montgomery. She says the way Montgomery recycles isn't single stream, it's what's called mixed waste processing. The city's partnered with a company called Repower South. CEO Brian Gilhooley says they separate garbage using infrared technology and artificial intelligence.
There's a lot of mechanical sorting that occurs. There's pneumatic sorting that we use, basically using air to separate material based on its density.
But what about contaminated recyclables, the things that aren't economically viable to recycle? Gilhooley says they can break that material down into very small pieces and make it into something more useful, fuel.
When we make an engineered fuel that replaces or reduces the amount of coal that's consumed.
A fuel that he says is cleaner and more sustainable than coal.
We could never replace, 100% of the coal consumption, but we are reducing the amount of coal that's being consumed. You know, we're taking another bite out of it, which is a good thing.
Ann Johnson with the consulting firm Resource Recycling Systems has her doubts about mixed waste processing. She says most people have spent decades separating recycling from trash for a reason.
And that is really important because you are keeping things like wet food, dirty diapers, bags of cat litter out of your recyclables.
Repower South touts its advanced sorting tech, but Johnson says the risk of contamination is too high.
You are inherently degrading that material. There is no magic wand you can wave over it.
But she says there's another emerging technology that can recycle what's long been seen as unrecyclable or too contaminated to be worth anything. It's called gasification, and it's being tested at a small plant in California right now.
So in a sense, it's chemical recycling.
Meredith Roberts is with Sierra Energy. They've partnered with the Defense Department to build a plant at Fort Hunter Liggett in Monterey County. She says Sierra's gasification uses a blast furnace to convert
really nearly any type of waste into renewable product without burning and with no toxic byproducts.
From household garbage to hard-to-recycle plastic to old tires and even railroad ties, gasification uses heat, steam, and oxygen to break down waste at the molecular level. The chemical reaction produces what's called syngas, which can then be converted into a slew of renewable energy products. Sierra's plant is still in the data gathering phase, but Roberts is excited about its potential to work side by side with existing recycling technologies.
Gasification is emerging. It's becoming more and more viable, and we hope to sort of line up with those existing technologies so that we can be a real option.
So when will we see gasification take off? Ann Johnson with Resource Recycling Systems says we'll have to wait and see.
Certain communities, I think, will adopt it.
But for it to catch on nationwide, Johnson says it would take a drastic policy shift, moving the country away from its existing recycling way of life. Right now, fossil fuels are cheap, and in many places, landfill space is abundant.
You know, the business model will be challenging if we don't have policy that says it's important to look at alternatives.
But who knows what will happen in 5, 10, or 20 years when we're still likely rolling our recycling bins out to the curb. I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.